Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Today, get an inside look at the Scranton Cultural Center's historic renovation. And if you're looking for entertainment this weekend, two casts of students can take you on a trip to the underworld in Hadestown Teen Edition. It's Friday, November 21st. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, who on Thursday heard attorneys arguing for and against the legality of the slot-like skill game machines found across the state. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
The state's highest court heard arguments in a case that appeals a 2023 lower state court ruling that found such machines were not illegal. They're often located in pubs and social clubs. Attorneys for the device operators said that the machines are not slots because the players can actually recoup lost money through a puzzle game, though not all players choose to do so. Justice Kevin Brobson said if a central part of the game is chance, it's hard to see a difference.
If a machine has two components, one chance, one skill, and every player has to play the chance, but not every player has to play the skill, then chance is the predominant factor and it's a gambling device.
State attorneys argued the skill element is poorly labeled on the machines, and players may struggle to find the option. The court is expected to issue a ruling sometime next year. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Now, back to Scranton. The Masonic Temple in Scranton was built almost 100 years ago. On Wednesday, an historic restoration of the theater was unveiled, and a merger announced between the Cultural Center and the Broadway Theater League of NEPA. WVIA's Kat Bolas reports from the theater, which was closed for the past 6 months.
The ballroom and the theater have hosted presidents, governors, national and local performers, and countless weddings. In the background, tiles tilted from the theater ceiling. The proscenium, a historic piece of the stage in the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Theater, was covered by black fabric. Here's General Manager John Cardoni.
One of the biggest moments for us was the ability to include in this project the restoration and rebuilding of the proscenium arch, which has been missing for over 35 years.
Neutral paint hid water damage. Years of soot, dirt, and even nicotine dulled the blue ceiling and golden yellow details around the stage and seats. The theater's vibrancy is now brought back to life.
This is a grand theater, a jewel of 1930s architecture. What's been happening behind those doors is nothing short of remarkable.
That's John Murray, now co-president of the Cultural Center and the Theater League Board. In the ballroom, attorney Brian Kelly announced the merger between the two theater organizations.
We're joining forces to build something greater than ever that we believe we could have done just individually.
The Broadway Theater League's 2025 season opens this weekend. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. We'll go down to Hadestown after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Once upon a time, there was a railroad line, and the road to the underworld will start in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre this weekend. Two casts of students will tell the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice in Hadestown, Teen Edition. In West Scranton, the Youth Arts Coalition and Scranton Fringe Festival worked together to stage the Tony-winning musical. As she steps on stage as the Greek god Hermes, Geneva Telenin delivers a warning. This is a sad song. It's a tragedy, but they're going to sing it anyway.
I technically do know what is happening or what is supposed to be happening, but I can't change fate.
Now a lot can happen behind closed doors. That's for sure, brother, that's a fact.
In the musical retelling of the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice and their encounters with gods Hades and Persephone, Hermes acts as the all-knowing leader of the chorus. This is the first show produced by Scranton Fringe and the Youth Arts Coalition, an organization that provides free arts programs to students at the West Scranton Youth Center. Simone Daniel is the director for Hadestown. She says even though this is a teen edition, the script is nearly identical to the show running on Broadway. That presents some vocal challenges, especially for the male leads.
There's Hades, and he sings in the basement. It's like the deepest voice I've ever heard, and we have someone who can do that. And then there's Orpheus, who sings all the way in the rafters, and we also have somebody who can do that too. So it's really exciting to see.
Laura Boyle is the founder and president of the Youth Arts Coalition. She says tickets to Hadestown at the West Scranton Intermediate School will help keep their programs free for students.
We have, between the theater, the visual arts, and our music classes, it's thriving.
Hadestown Teen Edition plays at the West Scranton Intermediate School tonight at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Wilkes-Barre area's Wolfpack Players will also perform Hadestown through Sunday, November 23rd. For showtimes and ticket information for both shows, look for this story at WVIA.org. All right, one last thing before I send you on your way for the weekend. Time for the latest community connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Sometimes a little encouragement can go a long way. Our community connection takes us to Wilkes-Barre, where character, confidence, and good study habits are part of the McGlynn Center. Executive Director Peggy Nork helps ignite a love of learning.
A Sister of Mercy was working on a project in the Wilkes-Barre Housing Authority buildings and saw all of these children getting into trouble and decided she was going to open a drop-in center. And that's how we started. Soon, one of the children said, I need help with homework. And that spearheaded who we became. We've been located in two locations of the Wilkes-Barre Housing Authority, Boulevard Townhomes, which is downtown Wilkes-Barre, and Mineral Springs Village, which is in Plains.
For the last 3 decades, you've helped a lot of children, but we all know that time has a tendency to promote some sort of change. So have there been any changes or additions to your programming?
The McGlynn Center has always been a safe place for children to come to. We focus significantly on academics. The after-school program is Monday through Thursday, and our primary focus is keep them on track with their schoolwork, get them where they need to be if they're struggling, and get them excited about their education. We have 3 other elements of our organization: a life skills program from children grades 3 through 6, and then a teens program from 7th through 12th. Those programs focus on issues of anxiety, bullying, being aware of who you are, having self-esteem, and a lot of things children just struggle with in general. Then we have our outreach program. We make sure that the children have winter coats every school year, hats, gloves, scarves, backpacks in the beginning of the school year with school supplies. We also do a monthly food bag that goes to each family in partnership with the CEO Weinberg Food Bank. We're a United Way agency and receive funding every year to help with our after-school program, our Life Skills and Teens program. They also help with the school supplies and staffing, which is huge. We also work with the McGowan Foundation, the Luzerne Foundation, the Mercy Foundation with the Sisters of Mercy, and then the Sisters of Mercy Institute.
What kind of changes do you see because of the programs they take?
We see so much growth, and not just academically, but socially. I always say the education is why we're here, but teaching them kindness and respect, and how to appreciate different qualities we all have as human beings. And the things that the children get from the peer-to-peer working with other students really is encouraging.
You know, you're talking about the growth of the children in all of the different modules that you offer them. But what about the growth of the executive director? How do you feel you've grown over these last few years?
Well, I've always loved working with children, and it has taught me levels of patience that I don't think you experience in other businesses. When you get that aha moment when you're working with a child, you're hooked. And we're hoping that we're going to be able to provide our program to the students of Luzerne County and give them help and support academically and really learn the tools that they need to become more successful, not only in their education, but their futures.
Special thanks to Peggy Nork, Executive Director of the McGlynn Center in Wilkes-Barre. Hear the full story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? As always, find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.